This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, if you're a farmer, you might soon be receiving a form for the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The Department of Ag's National Ag Statistics Service says farmers and ranchers across the nation will begin receiving the forms in 8 weeks. Producers can mail in their completed form or respond online. Conducted once every 5 years, the Census of Ag is a complete count of all U.S. farms, ranches, and the people who operate them. USDA says it's the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial ag data for every state and county in the country. Producers will see a new question about military veteran status, expanded questions about food marketing practices, and questions about on-farm decision-making to better capture the roles and contributions of beginning farmers, women farmers, and others involved in running the business. And if you'd like more information about the Ag Census, you can find a web form online at agcensus.usda.gov. Well, for the first time, the United States has dropped from the top spot in a global ranking of how well countries can feed their own people. A new ranking shows Ireland is now the world's most food secure nation, with the U.S. coming in second. Bloomberg reports the drop in food security for the U.S. can be attributed to concerns about ag research spending and government policy trends, which may make the world's top food exporter a less certain place to get a meal. Researchers for the Global Food Security Index say Ireland has improved its food affordability, availability, quality, and safety over the last year. When including climate as a factor of food security, the U.S. fell even further to fourth on the list. This is the sixth annual ranking of food security by the Economist Intelligence Unit, a London-based economics group. Overall, global food security declined for the first time in 5 years, largely because of increases in the number of refugees, weather disasters, and a decline in global political stability. And we'll take a break and have more ag news after these messages. FS operators now have a new way to learn how to drive and operate a sprayer. Growmark showcased the technology earlier this month, and it's the first of its kind in the industry. Eric Wilcox, crop protection application and equipment manager for Growmark, says the simulator will eliminate the risk of damaging property, and it can be used year-round.
Yeah, we're excited about it. This is a new tool for us to use within our applicator training. We've teamed up with AGCO, CSC from the software company from Peoria, Illinois, and the FS member company to create a sprayer simulator. We've taken a Rogue Air 1100B and modeled it into simulation. So think of a big video game, if you will, but add in there the motion of the seat that throws in another sensory for you. So you're not just seeing it going through the TV, but you're feeling it as if you're in the TV or in real life, running over bumps, curves, ditches, stuff like that. Our simulator is mainly to help train, but we're also going to use it to help recruit. I mean, that's an ideal of it. And we're starting with the basics. We're starting with getting from the facility, going on the road, looking at all safety instances that could happen out there, throwing different obstacles and events randomly at you and seeing if you can navigate around without running into anything or hurting anything. And then right now we have another, you know, just a very basic field application covered. This says, all right, you have 120-foot boom, and you navigate and you cover the field, apply product to the field. That's where we're starting.
Well, pretty exciting. Is this kind of one of the first in the ag industry? Is this something that other businesses have been using? I mean, it sounds pretty advanced.
To my knowledge, this is the first sprayer simulator in the industry. And that's what excites us the most, that we're jumping in and saying, yeah, we can definitely utilize this. The biggest advantage is we don't have to worry about hurting people, damaging equipment, damaging property. You know, we can hit the reset button and start over. And we can do it year-round. Rain, sleet, or snow. We can train and use this to act like we're in the field and simulate applications.
Yeah, but when you put it that way, that's pretty cool. You don't have to worry about the weather outside or, as you said, damaging property. So before you had this, everything was done kind of hands-on. You'd take a sprayer out in the field and train that operator?
Yeah, that is correct. So a lot of our application training was death by PowerPoint. after that, it became mentoring on the job, OJT. You know, let's get out there and go. And then we throw you the keys and say, all right, we don't have time. We're all busy. You need to catch up. We recognize the need. The members have been talking about we need to take it to the next step. The project was thrown on the table. I accepted and said, yeah, let's run with this. And now we have something that we can get them a step ahead of the game before we throw keys to them.
So in our listening area, the FS co-op that listeners work with the most is M&M Service Company. So are people that are going to be driving these sprayers from all co-ops, including M&M, going to use this training? I mean, if they need it, obviously, if they're not experienced.
Yeah, we're going to try and incorporate it. So even from the novice to the most experienced, you're going to get something out of it. But right now, for the new operator, he's going to experience what it takes to understand and get used to the machine, understand, you know, 120-foot leads. And the senior operators can sit there and mentor and help train. But as we advance into the more challenging fields, you know, the more senior operators will also get an opportunity to show off their skills. And can you do as you say you do? Are you as good as you think you are? And it becomes fun and a competition in between, you know, a couple guys out there that says, oh, I do it this way. This is mine. I do it better. And it makes a lot of fun is what I'm saying right now. But we want to get everybody through it, and we want everybody to get something out of it. If nothing else, what we really like is this feedback. Somebody gets on, they get the instant feedback, and we start tweaking from there.
Well, definitely really exciting, and I think even more so that you said this is the first in the ag industry. So, Eric, as being a manager over the crop protection application and equipment, did you have any idea that one day this would come about and you'd be this advanced and have this opportunity?
No, it really was always just kind of thrown out on the table as an idea. But as we got closer and closer to, hey, how are we going to do it, putting a project plan together and putting together benefits, throwing out ideas on usability and how we could apply it to our current training, everything just started becoming hobby, and it just started to be, right now our things is flying. We're getting ready to release it. We're still working on extra modules. We're looking into the future, what we can bring out there and keep it going.
Eric Wilcox of GrowMark, and that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.